This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn and Xiaoning. Now, in about 15 minutes, we're going to be taking a look at the challenges in reaching out to migrant communities amid COVID-19 with Dr. Tharani Loganathan from the Department of Social and Preventive Medicine at the University of Malaya. In line with this, we are running a poll on the subject on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, asking you, are you concerned that foreign workers could become a source of new infections in Malaysia? We've had just shy of 340 votes, 80% of whom said yes to the poll. You've got still about 35 minutes left to vote, and we're going to be taking a look at the results of it in just a minute. But right now, we're looking at the result of the oil price drop that we saw over the past couple of days, because oil markets were jolted on Monday this week when May futures prices for West Texas Intermediate crude, or WTI, fell below zero. The chaos continued yesterday as the price of U.S. crude oil for June delivery almost halved, and Brent crude dropped below $20 per barrel for the first time in 18 years.
Yeah, as of this morning, Brent crude is trading at 19 ringgit and 55 cents per barrel, while WTI has recovered. It's now 13 US dollars at this juncture, but nowhere where it used to be a few months ago when it was at, what, $60 a barrel? It seemed like a lifetime ago.
It really does. And given that Malaysia is a net exporter of oil and gas, a key question in everyone's mind is, how does this impact us? So joining us on the line to discuss the implications for Malaysia, we have Peck Boon Soon, Chief ASEAN Economist at RHB Research Institute. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Peck. Now, WTI dipped into negative territory on Tuesday on the back of this plunging demand and insufficient storage. So what is RHB's house view on oil prices for 2020?
Yes, you are right that, you know, WTI fell into negative pricing. The reason is because of plunging demand and insufficient storage concern. We believe this is just a temporary blip, and you know, it's not reflective of, you know, what's going to happen in a few months down the road, because you know, it basically suggests that things are likely to gradually improve when the virus spread is being put under control and more countries will be allowed to open up their businesses again, and that would allow the demand to gradually recover. And our in-house expectation is that the Brent crude oil prices will likely average about 28 for this quarter, and then moving up to 37 in the third and 45 in the fourth quarter. For the full year, we are looking at around $40 per barrel for the oil prices.
And Malaysia is still a net energy exporter, right? So what impact will plunging oil prices have on our economy and actual fiscal position, Peck?
I guess, you know, it basically impact Malaysia on two fronts. So one is on the oil revenue side, where it counts for about 20% of the government's revenue. So the plunging oil prices obviously will first will impact the oil revenue quite badly, especially you know, when they projected the deficit of 3.2%, it was based on $62 per barrel. And recently, you know, the government announced the $250 billion stimulus measures, and they announced that, you know, they are going to inject about $25 billion into the economy through the budget side. That will basically increase the deficit to 4% of GDP. Yeah, and we have not yet included the additional ten billion stimulus measures to be implemented for SMEs, which is around, will probably add about 0.7% of deficit to the deficit. So I guess, you know, looking at the numbers, I think it will probably be around 4.7 as the official numbers are being announced by the government.
So how can the government make up for the possible shortfall in revenue just from reprioritizing expenditure, especially since corporate and income tax collections will likely be lower? Is there the possibility of GST being reintroduced, or is that unlikely considering its unpopularity?
I think there are no easy way outs for the government to actually make up for the possible shortfall. Yes, they could reprioritize some of the expenditure, but it could also, you know, it means other areas of allocation will be badly affected. You could also ask GLCs to increase their dividend payout. This is perhaps the fastest way of bringing in additional revenue. But in this current challenging economic environment, GLCs companies could also see their earnings under pressure as well. And therefore, you know, they may not be able to actually divvy more dividend up to the government. At this point, I'm not quite sure whether the GSP, they will bring back the GST or not. My own thinking is that it is quite unlikely in the immediate term. Even if it's implemented, it will need some time to actually implement it. And there's no certainty that the collections of GST amount, you know, will not be impacted given the weak consumer spending currently that we are facing. And also, you know, if they want to implement it at 6% rate, and a lot of people, as you know, in the past are not very happy with this kind of rate, so they may have to reduce it. And if they reduce it, they may not be able to collect what they would wanted it to. So it doesn't really help in this kind of environment to bring back the GST.
And Pat, yesterday our finance minister issued a statement and said that the deficit calculation was based on some certain oil price assumption. But do we know what that number is or what the range is? Because we did use $62 per barrel in our 2020 budget, right?
Yes, we used $62 per barrel. Obviously, they didn't reveal the numbers so far. My own guesstimate is that it will probably be around $40. If it's $40, that means it could easily affect the overall oil revenue or the revenue, by around $6.6 billion. Assuming that, you know, they have done some sensitivity study before that every $10 per barrel drop in oil revenue, the overall revenue will be impacted by $3 billion. That means, you know, it would easily widen the deficit to 0.4% of GDP. Yeah. So I guess, it remains to be seen because Bank Negara is only looking at about $25 to $35 per barrel. It means there's further downside risk to the oil prices and as well as the government's fiscal projection.
Now, Peck, Fitch also recently lowered the outlook on the long-term currency from stable to negative. Will we run the risk of a sovereign downgrade with oil prices at these levels?
I think the risk is there, but I believe at this juncture, most rating agencies will likely to give some leeway for countries, including Malaysia, to incur higher fiscal deficits to fight COVID-19. Because COVID-19 is just like a black swan that not many people actually anticipated it to be so serious, in terms of its spread. And, that we have to lock down as well as to implement movement control orders. So that is something that a lot of people don't expect it. And therefore, I believe that they will give us some leeway. And for this year, they are quite unlikely to actually downgrade our ratings. But if we move into next year, if we don't really control our spendings, then obviously the risk will be there.
And Peck, as we move into the final week of phase three of the MCO, broadly, what should the government consider as an exit strategy to revive our economy?
Well, I hope, the government could consider relaxing the MCO. I believe, this is to allow businesses to regenerate their cash flow again, to sustain their survival, moving forward. Otherwise, there will be a lot more businesses will be forced to close down and the impact to the economy will be quite great. Of course, I think we also have to take into account the health consideration as well. And therefore, you know, it may consider to allow businesses to operate at perhaps at a starting point, maybe around 50% capacity, and then gradually increase it as we move along to see how the virus situations are being contained. And we perhaps still need to implement the social distancing and strict health conditions for businesses, for business premises to ensure there's no sudden spike up like what happened in Singapore or in Japan.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Peck. That was Peck Boon Soon, Chief ASEAN Economist at RHB Research, giving us some insight into what kind of an effect we can expect from the downturn in oil prices. And, you know, the numbers that he throws around based on the estimate that I think one US dollar, with every drop of one US dollar, the government loses oil revenue of 300 million.
10 US dollars.
10 US dollars is 3 billion,
yeah.
Right? So right 0.4%
sensitivity of GDP.
Madness. We're looking at 6.6 billion yes. In losses at the moment?
At the moment, because basically 20% of all government revenue is related to oil, be it whether it is the corporate tax dollar from any of Petronas and any of the other oil companies, or whether it's the dividends that Petronas pays to the government, right? Because there's two forms that Petronas gives out. But the reality is that whatever it is, we are still a net energy nation, so the sensitivity is there. I think if you look at Tunku Zafro's statement yesterday, from the his point is true. Malaysia is a bit more diversified. We are blessed in that way. We're not like the Middle East, where I would say 99% of a country's revenue is mm-hmm. dependent on the price of oil. We do have other exports. I mean, we are pretty heavy in terms of electrical, electronic exports, palm oil. We also have a quite robust domestic economy. But the issue is that, you know, it's just that everything is weak at this moment, be it palm oil price, consumption is definitely going to come down. I think the next fear is that if unemployment shoots up, that consumption, which is what, 50-60% of the Malaysian economy, might come under pressure. So what is our saving grace? You know, that is always going to be the worry for the next 3 to 6 months. I guess if you're worried, rightly so, if you're a business, because mm-hmm. like you say, you know, your cash flow is really tied up. So now the government really has to think, what is the best post-MCO exit strategy for the economy?
I'm still just very curious what kind of an oil price the government used in its most recent calculations, because they didn't reveal it. Considering that the previous budget was predicated on $62 a barrel, when we are currently looking at $19.60 a barrel, 62 might as well be the moon.
Well, like, you know, there is definitely some downside risk to it all.
All right, and now we are heading into the 9:30 news bulletin. But up next, we're taking a look at another facet of the COVID-19 challenge, specifically how difficult it is reaching out to migrant communities amid this pandemic. So stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.